KKFT 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. It's all about you and what you want to talk about. So give me a call today at 884-9910. I would love to hear from you and tell you about a few other things that are going on, not only this week, but coming up. I want to remind you, though, you have the power. It doesn't matter. Well, I mean, it does matter about the transparency and everything like that. But when it boils down to it, I don't want you to think that you don't have the power to control actions or to control outcomes. Because we're seeing attack on our votes right now, especially with that horrendous bill that passed on same-day voter registration. That is just... I mean, even the people in D.C. are crying foul that that's the stupidest thing. That is just the biggest thing for voter fraud. And like we're still seeing coming from the 2018 election, and where are we now? We're still getting cases of voter fraud coming out. We're still getting cases of voter fraud coming out from 2016. You have the power with your money. Yes, your money. I know it sounds dumb, but if you don't want to support Hollywood, then don't. Sorry, that little buzz in the background. My little sister's still texting me. She's worried about homecoming this Friday, so I'm trying to reminder of how awesome she is. And so she's not going to have any problem. She's the mascot for one of the local high schools. So proud of her. And it just makes you feel so good to be a mentor. And men are needed so badly for big brothers, big sisters. There are hundreds of boys waiting on those lists to get a big brother. Because, well, women donate faster. I'm sorry, we donate of our time faster. And yeah, it's because of a working thing and things like that. But they just do it. But when it comes down to it, going back to what I was saying, if you don't want to support Hollywood, then don't go see a particular star's movie. Don't buy a particular brand. All I have ever bought since my husband and I have been married for the last couple of decades, I always buy his clothes and his shoes. I've always bought him Nike shoes. Oh, hell no, not anymore. No, I search out the New Balance or, you know, some other. I just bought him a pair of Adidas until they, you know, work their magic and irk me off somehow. So everything you do in your life has influence over something else. That Netflix subscription, that, well, Charter subscription, Hulu. You know, I dump my Hulu because, well, I don't like the political leanings of a certain person who helps run that. It's up to you. Everybody was up in arms when Netflix gave Obama that big deal, the Obamas. Well, it's up to you. If it's that upsetting to you, is watching a specific television show or seeing a certain series that they produce all that important to you? Which is more important to you? Fighting to get this country back? Or watching that show? There's a huge campaign that is constantly going around about buying knockoffs, that it supports terrorism. Well, how about not supporting the things that support socialism or communism? Yeah, I know it's capitalism. You know, they have their businesses, but it's your money that they want. So I'm just saying, you know, spend it wisely. Rather than going on to a certain online site to get that book to you a little bit faster, why not go into one of our local bookstores? Just a thought for you. Because when it boils down to it, it's that money that makes the world go around that they're after. Because with money comes power, with power comes influence, with influence comes corruption, with corruption comes control. And that's what it's all about. And it's not just about your guns. It's about control of your child's education. It's control over what you eat, what you drink, what you drive, where you go, what you are allowed to say, what you are allowed to think, the health care you receive, where you are allowed to travel. Because if you haven't noticed, with the free education, with the Green New Deal, with all that fun stuff that takes away from people, it's just like Obamacare. It only affects you and me. It doesn't affect them. It doesn't affect the ones taking the control. It's the whole thing of do as I say, not as I do. If we got rid of planes, if we got rid of jet fuel, you really don't think that the ones with the money and the power are going to be jumping on their private jets and flying over to seas for their big meetings with other world leaders? Did you really think that was going to stop? Well, unfortunately, with these climate changers, that's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to video conference. No one's going to travel the world anymore. Oh, man, the things that people actually believe nowadays. It's just incredible the way that people have been brainwashed. Been brainwashed to the point that you can't even say your opinion in public anymore because you might offend someone. There was there is a Family Circus cartoon making the waves right now on Facebook. Dad leaning down to the little boy. So what did you learn in school today? What did he learn? His response was, I'm offended. Yeah, that's the way it is. Well, since firearms offend so many people, and they're trying to take them away from us at every turn, I'm going to tell you how you can win some. Yeah, how you can win some. And support our local shooters who are part of the U.S. Rifle Team. This weekend, okay, you only have until Saturday morning to go online to reloadinginternational.com reloadinginternational.com and get some raffle tickets to help send them to Africa, yes, to South Africa, for the 2021 World Championships and represent the good old USA. We already lost our UNR rifle team. Let's not let the U.S. rifle team down. Tickets are just $10 for one ticket. $25, though, gets you three tickets. And you've got, a Kelby NYX precision rifle. You've got a Pierce Engineering 6.3 Creedmoor. You've got an Accuracy X one-of-a-kind 1911 pistol. Or, you know, if you already have similar things to all of those, you could even take $2,500 and get whatever firearm you want. Firearm sales going through the roof right now. Why? Because you're not going to be able to get them soon if we keep going the way we are. So again, support the U.S. Rifle Team by going on to reloadinginternational.com. More of what you want to talk about. Ryan, sorry, something I already had on my mind, so please call back. 884-9910. It's KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So, yes, today is my birthday, and besides the wonderful birthday wishes that I've been getting on Facebook and Instagram and just everybody, LinkedIn, just got another one from LinkedIn. My phone is constantly going off. I share a birthday with some pretty incredible people out there. My good friend Jay Kenny. Yeah, you know, Doughboys. My Doughboys. Well, his beautiful wife's young son, Mason, is turning 8 today. So, Mason Kenny, happy birthday to you, you little cutie. And my friend Kelly, her daughter Kalina. Kalina Harris, we're not going to say how. Oh, yeah, she's 26 today. She's still okay with her age. But you know what? It doesn't matter how old you are. You should be proud of your age. Because for every year that you've got tacked on, I say it's just more experience. So happy 53rd to me. I have never been embarrassed of my age. I'm still as immature as the day I was when I was in high school or elementary school. Maturity and age have nothing to do with each other. So just keep that in mind. And what does it matter if you've got a few extra wrinkles? You know, those are called lifelines for a reason. Lifelines in the forehead, laugh lines around the eyes and the mouth. And I got a lot of lines because I love to laugh. That's just the way it is. Because if you're not laughing, you're holding too much of it in. We're going through a lot of stressful stuff right now, and you just have to let it out. Aw, I even got a birthday wish from Dr. Verdon's office. My buddy Charles, such a sweet, dear man. There has been something that I have been wanting to share with you. Well, actually, since the start of the show. And that is, I got off earlier on a little tangent that, well, yeah, we share a lot of things with California. Unfortunately. And we are in the middle of Californication until we go back, until we start fixing this. I don't know if you're going to see this story, if you're going to see it online, but a friend of mine sent it to me because he's lived in Sacramento pretty much all his life. And he's always loved it because he lives outside of Sacramento, doesn't live in the heart of all the liberalism and everything going on there. And they were having a problem with the American River. Have you ever been on the American River? It's gorgeous. It's even better than the Sacramento River. It's better than the Truckee River. I hate to tell you that, but, you know, the Truckee River is, it's narrow. It's just a regular river. American River, though, oh, you get the boats out there, and it's just, it's beautiful. But guess what? There is a huge stretch of the American River that contains significant levels of E. coli bacteria. That's pretty much a good sign of fecal contamination, putting it nicely. And people are wondering why. One of the popular beaches down there, Tuscornia Beach, it's on the lower part of the American River, and ugh, that place is packed in the summer. It tested 7.5 times higher than the safety threshold for bacteria. Discovery Park, not too far away, 5.5 times higher than the safety threshold. So why is this? They're even using DNA analysis to determine the exact source of the fecal matter. It's not the geese. It's not the animals. Well, it is a certain type of animal. It's us human beings. It's because of the homeless encampments that line the banks of the river. We focus on LA. We focus on San Francisco, you know, the streets of San Francisco. That used to be a great show. Whole new meaning now. They'd have to change it to the fecal streets of San Francisco. Who wants to star in that? It's not just downtown areas. It's not just areas around services. It's areas around the natural wonders and the beauty of nature that is being destroyed by the homeless encampments. So much so that they're saying, stay out of the water. Stay out of the American River, because the E. coli bacteria there from people living on the banks, and they have lack of bathroom access, but it doesn't matter to the people living out there, because what happens if you put a porta potty out there? It's unserviced, it's vandalized, it's usually knocked over. They don't care. These people don't care. And as I was corrected the other day, yes, there are people who are just down on their luck and they just need a hand up. But you have to be honest that that portion is small. And the services are out there. The services are there for food. There are services for haircuts. There are services for you to get a shower and just be able to rest for a little bit. There are services out there to get you a job. I know. I had a gentleman email me. I turned him on to Paul White over at QOL-Reno. He had a job the next day. The services are out there for people who truly want to do something with their lives. but you have to be realistic and say that there is a large portion of people that do not want to help themselves. They don't care. This is the life that they have chosen, and they're not going to change. Why are they not going to change? Because laws aren't enforced and they don't have to change. We're going to come back after our Fox News update. I'm going to read you an email from just a wonderful lady for sending me this and telling me her story about her brother and what happens here at our casinos. Yeah, definitely not going to make any friends with this one. We are the proud home of Fox News, so let's get to it with a quick break here on KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We sure are. It's the home of Fox News and the home of the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada, because now we're coming at you at 92.3 FM Talk for Yerington, Smith, Mason Valley. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I love getting your emails, and that's why you'll always hear the little chirps and pings and buzz from my phone and my computer, and I'm getting text as I'm talking, and I got a quick text from Kelly, who is also with the Recall Sisolak campaign that's going on right now, Facebook, or you can log on to fightfornevada.com. I mentioned earlier that White Pine County is one of the counties who doesn't want anything to do with working on anything to recall Sisolak. Well, the other one is Lincoln County, Lincoln and White Pine. So Lincoln, of course, outside of Clark County, maybe they think that, you know, that's just too close for comfort. But even when we have such great support, a lot of support in Clark County, and people asking all the time, why are you involved in this? Why are you trying to why don't you just wait until the next election cycle? Well, let me tell you, if you have something, I always term it as cancer. If you have a diagnosis of cancer, do you wait for 2 years to do anything about it? If Governor Sisolak is going against the Nevada Constitution, is going against the United States Constitution, why in God's name would we wait for 2 years to get this man out of office just so he can do more damage? Like, by himself and the government, two new planes at $17 million. I can think of a lot of different things that would be better spent on. A lot of different things. Just a thought. So, Vance, thank you so much. You know, I thought it was you who sent me that about the 13th Amendment. So check this out. You can go and research any of these for your conservative-friendly search engine, whatever you have. Links are the original 13th Article of Amendment, the original 13th Amendment, the Titles of Nobility Act, the original 13th Amendment, World History, the Lost 13th Amendment, and the True Story of the Missing 13th Amendment, the Millennium Report. So it was back in the winter of 1983, there was an archival researcher by the name of David Dodge and former Baltimore police investigator Tom Dunn, they were searching for evidence of government corruption in public records that were stored at the Belfast Library on the coast of Maine. By chance, you'd be surprised what people just put away and forget about. They discovered by chance the library's oldest authentic copy of the Constitution of the United States, printed back in 1825. Both men were stunned to see that the document included a 13th Amendment that no longer appears on current copies of the Constitution. Moreover, after studying the amendment's language and historical context, they realized the principal intent of this missing 13th Amendment was to provide or prohibit It was to prohibit lawyers from serving in government. Now you tell me why and who wanted that amendment gone. Could it be because the majority of elected representatives have a background in law or work for law offices? Keygiver. This is just something that really needs to be looked into and put back. If that is an original amendment, who took it out? Who removed it? Because that's a darn good, amendment that should still be in there. That's one way to start over, start fresh. You know, they say, get him out of office. Get him out of office. Just remove it. Heck, let's see if this 13th Amendment is still viable. And then everybody who's a politician who has a law background, out. Conflict of interest, out. They can help, but they should not be the ones in power. And I say it that way because they are in power. Why do you think so many things are done to where you have to sue, like the Nevada Republican, like the Senate Republicans are right now, suing Governor Sisolak because he violated the two-thirds law? He violated Article 4, and he did it blatantly. There are so many different things in this last legislative session that we can sue for, but why should we have to? Because it's our money. Win or lose, it's still our money that the lawsuit has to be brought forward with. And how many people out there can afford to sue? I know I can't. Let's go to the phone lines because it is your live and local FM talk show. It's 884-9910. Let's check in with Lee this morning. Hi, Lee. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, awesome the other day, buddy. You're a good friend, Jay. Awesome. I agree with what you're saying. There's so many underhanded things that have gone on that people really don't know anything about. And they seem to be walking around in a cloud thinking, oh, everything's okay. But I'll tell you what, that man, Sisolak, has signed, what, 1,600 or close to 1,600 laws? And he must sit at his desk all day long and just go, right. I'm my signature. Yeah, I'm God. I know what I'm doing. And the hell with the rest of you. And it's got to stop.
Well, we already know that he says to hell with the rurals. He could care less. He couldn't care less about the people in the rurals. He only cares about Clark County and those in power in Washoe County.
Amen. And it's pretty sad. It's really, really pretty sad. And people are, like I said, are walking around like they don't care, Monica. You know, we had that rally down there in Minden, as you know, because you spoke and it was awesome, by the way. And I'll tell you something. We had, 80 people there? There should have been 300-400. And it just drives me crazy because I post up all the time online and I get maybe 5 or 6, 7 responses from people from all over the country. And it's like,
but
they don't care.
But you know what? I think that they do care. I think that they just have that that attitude, like so many people have gotten over the years, that let somebody else do it. Let somebody else take care of it. But I think once the petition actually comes out in January, that I believe, and I hope I'm not wrong, but I believe people will be clamoring to sign it. They just, since we don't actually physically have it now for people to sign, I think that that's what, you know, people don't have the time to come out and listen to the speakers and listen to why we need to be doing this. But if just one of those persons that attended the rally goes and tells, you know, 10 or 20 of their friends, then we can keep it moving forward. So log on to fightfornevada.com and recall Sisolak on Facebook. Yep. Yeah.
And if you don't vote, keep your mouth shut. You know, I strongly believe that. And because I'm not going to listen to you. And by the way, am I allowed to say happy something here? Or do you want people to know that you're, you know, amazing?
Oh, no. People have been wishing me a happy birthday, so that's fine. Oh, but I know you're wishing me a happy birthday, but I got to let you go, Lee, because I got to get Mike on the line here. So thanks, Lee.
Take care.
Let's go back to Mike now. Hi, Mike. What would you like to talk about?
Hi there. I just wanted to say you were 1,000% right. Yeah, the 13th Amendment has been lost for so many years. And, yeah, I wrote a paper on that in college. And, it was any officer of the court and any attorney or a lawyer was not allowed to serve in public office, and it just goes on and on, and how it got lost, I have no idea. I'm sure an attorney probably pulled it out and replaced it with something, but you know, it's been changed so many times. And yeah, you were 1,000% right, and I'm amazed that it's on the radio right now.
Yeah, Mike, I'm concerned about that. And I think that we do need to, I'm impressed that you did your paper on it, but we need to find out and go that step further of what did happen to it and how it needs to be changed back. Because obviously, somebody who knew the law had somebody else's ear and got this passed. And if they didn't get this passed and it is still in play, it needs to be, once again, as everything else that we have, it needs to be enforced.
Well, you
because
know,
this is very important.
I'm classified pretty much, you know, politically, I'm classified as like an independent, but I'm kind of like on both sides of the rail here because I'm, you know, I 100% believe in what you say. And if they replaced, if somebody or an entity replaced the 13th Amendment, what other amendments have been changed along the way?
Right.
And who did it? So, I'm not saying that it was a Republican or a Democrat or whoever, but I think it was an attorney that did it, because an attorney could weave their way in and out of the Constitution and twist and bend it to the way they want. You know,
exactly.
These gun laws that are going on right now, that people need to leave the guns alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let people have what they want to protect.
Well, if they're law-abiding citizens, you know, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and if criminals have them, then enforce the law. You know, put
exactly.
them in jail. Make it and I don't even want to say Democrats, because I don't think Bernie Sanders is a Democrat. He's a socialist. You know, look, he's the one that's out there pushing for felons to get their voting rights back. It's called consequences. It's called punishment for a reason.
Right, exactly.
Mike, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate you, you know, taking the time to do that, because, yeah, look into your history. If I didn't have Vance sending me this stuff, I wouldn't have known about it. This is incredible to me. It is absolutely incredible. We're going to take a quick break, and I got sidetracked trying to educate you on your rights, but I want to read this email that I received on the topic that we were talking about yesterday about homeless and drugs, dealers and homeless people using the Players Club cards. We're going to be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Okay. KKFT, 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your live and local FM talk show. Tim McGivney, who was homeless on and off for 10 years, has turned his life around, and he's working with the group that I talk about all the time, QOL-Reno.org. Check them out for yourself. Stronghold Institute. And we were talking about the local casinos. Not all of them, but there are a number of them who use players' cards, players' club cards. You build up points, everything like that. And drug dealers, druggies, and the homeless have learned how to use these cards, and they are encouraged to by their circle. I'm not going to give you a name, but I actually know this woman personally, and I did not know this. This is something that she never shared with me. Monica, thank you for caring about this issue. Unfortunately, I did not catch all of your show yesterday. I was working and only caught the tail end of it. I'm impressed with what I heard. Your guest, he is well-spoken and has a good head on his shoulders. Do you have a link to his op-ed? And I'll send that to her. I would very much like to read it. It does not surprise me that your guests directed the focus of your off-air chatter talk towards this particular casino. As a person who drove all over Reno and Sparks constantly searching and looking to rescue my brother, bailing him out, picking him up to take him to the emergency room. All roads led to this particular establishment, was a literal statement. It was the main hub. One time I bailed him out of jail, he asked me to drive him straight to. He went upstairs and came back down to my car wearing a brand new set of clothing. He did not have a room there on that day. When I questioned my brother, he told me not to worry about. He told me not to worry about it. Initially, this hotel casino kept telling me that they can't discriminate or refuse service to anyone. That was their justification for not putting an end to the room sharing by people engaging in illegal drugs and illegal sex. And she has sent me the screenshots of the conversations that she was having. When druggies redeem their comped rooms, they, like everyone else, are required to put a room deposit credit card authorization in order to stay the night. In 2017, the minimum was $50. I'm not sure what their current requirements are. The primary reason were to be able to get my brother off the street in 2017. He ended up with a gun charge. Until I mentioned the word armed, this casino continued to allow my brother to rent rooms. It's uncomfortable bringing back memories. My brother told me he had seen women and girls in cages. He also told me that somewhere at a Reno storage unit, women and girls were being held captive and abused. My brother has had a hard life. He's seen and experienced things that permanently traumatized him. He's also a victim of sexual abuse from when he was a child. So he first did drugs at the age of 8, and he's 26 now. I have to protect my boys, so we haven't talked to my brother in almost a year. You know, we lose family, we lose friends, we lose those closest to us, all at the hands of someone else. Drugs, homelessness, the casinos. If we want to put an end to this, we have to get law enforcement involved and get them to start doing their jobs. You're in my heart. I'll catch you tomorrow on KKFT.